Hi guys, wherever you are, this is me saying happy new month, welcome. Or I don't know if you guys should be telling me welcome, because this is the first post I'd be putting out in form of a podcast. As usual, I mean, it is Friday, Podcast Friday, Stroke with Lois, and I just decided to do this podcast to reintroduce myself in terms of where I've been, basically, why I've been MIA, or why I was absent for some time, no posts and stuff like that. I mean, you guys deserve some sort of explanation, right? So, where have I been? First off, guys, after saying this story, I don't need you getting into my DM or sending emails apologizing or telling me sorry, checking up on me. I mean, I'm good. I'm totally fine. I don't need any form of self-pity because I am totally great. I just decided to put this out there, you know. So I'm just gonna go with like the short story, basically. And I hope this is as interesting as it might look like, because my life has really been wonderful with a lot of learning to do this past month. So, ending of February, my phone got stolen. Yes, if my phone gets stolen, there is no way I can effectively put out posts, podcasts, videos, and audios for you to listen to. So, my phone got stolen, and the only post I came back to put was our third year anniversary post. If you're active on the blog, you should have seen that. And that was like the very last post I put out. And I said I was gonna come back really soon, but I mean, I couldn't control some things. So it is what it is. So yes, my phone got stolen. How did it get stolen? I went out for a function. I lost guard. And for the very first time, my phone got stolen. So luckily for me, the thief was found, or the thief was caught. I don't know. And I'm replaying everything that happened in my head. Okay. So when the thief was caught, yeah, I was like, a general thief. He was just like picking pockets and stuff. And when he was caught and his bag was emptied, I found some of my belongings with him. You don't even want to see the slap I gave this guy. I have never slapped a male figure in my entire life. In my entire 20 plus years of living on planet Earth, I have never raised my finger, or raised my hand rather, on any guy. But you see, when I found out my belongings in this guy's possession, this guy was taller than me, oh, like, I think I should be like a 5'6 or so, and he should be like a 6'6'1 and stuff. I jumped up and I gave this guy a hot, dirty slap. I was angry. I was raging. The only thing in my mind was, in fact, take everything that was in my bag, but don't take my phone. You know, because I use it to do a lot of things, all my financial transactions, all my blogging, every single thing is there. So it was just, I was just thinking of the frustration on another level. So I slapped him out and I was raging. You are stupid. You are very silly. What the hell? I was raging. Everybody around me, madam, calm down now. Hey, madam, calm. No, I should have still beating the guy. So it was just, I was surprised. Because I'd never been that angry to that point. And I was just like, what the hell is this? You know, I'm just going to digress a little bit. If something has never happened to you, you wouldn't feel someone else's pain when it has happened to them. You hear a lot of people, a lot of Christians say, pray for your enemies, blah, blah, blah. This is what God would want. You know, different things. I mean, Christianity is a personal walk. But you see, have you ever been robbed? Or have you ever had your item stolen that you know you worked and you told for? Like, I mean, I go out there, I put myself out, I make use of the opportunities that I can lay my hands off, and I try to make myself comfortable. But yet someone wants to steal from me. Someone wants to steal my hard work. And then after this experience, you tell me, pray for your enemies. Excuse you. Shift one side. That's your personal problem. You pray for your enemies, but you see me, I am not. Because after we found this, my possessions with this guy, And then he was first off at the firms or whatever, police, their guard room or whatever. And then he started begging. He was like, "Auntie, please. Auntie, it was the devil's work. Auntie, it's the devil's handwork. Auntie, is this. Auntie, is that." I told him, if they did not catch you, I would be the one in maximum pain. Yes, I was able to retrieve some of my items from you. But, I mean, I'm yet to find my phone. A thief did that, right? So, if they didn't catch you, like, I would still be the one in maximum pain. And you would be out there smiling and being happy with yourself, doing whatever you want. Before you, don't tell me it's the devil's work, because before you stole that phone or you stole my items, you did not think of the pain you would put me in. You didn't think of the position I would be in. You were just selfish, thinking about yourself. And now you've been caught unexpectedly. I mean, unfortunately for you, you are telling me it's the devil's work. I should what? Yo, go to hell. I'm sorry for using that word, but this is me trying to tell everybody out there that until you feel someone else's pain, don't feel you're in a position to give, in quotes, candid advice, because it hasn't happened to you before. I know how I felt. So they shot beat the boy, they beat him. For the first time in my life, I went to a police station. Throughout my years in the university, I never knew what the school's disciplinary panel looked like. But for the first time in my life, I was going to a police station. I was writing statement. I was writing statement and then writing it in paragraphs. And then the police man had to tell me that you don't write statements in paragraphs. I was like, oh, that was a learning process, right? And then after that, it was a weekend. And then following morning, they told me to come back, that it was a summary trial since they caught him with some people's belongings, that he was going to go to jail. And I'm like, yes, all good and fine. I'm going to prosecute and he's going to go to jail, because I wasn't going to let this slide. And so fast forward or story continues or whatever, I go home. By the time I could even get home, all my food, they had already gone bad, everything. Like, I was frustrated. I cried for like 2 days. Not back to back, but I cried my eyes out, because I was hurt. I was really hurt, because I mean, this was my toil, this was my hard earned money, this helps me to do things that gives me joy, and you know, someone is taking it from me. So I cried. Like, I didn't even want to talk to anybody. I needed my space. So shout out to all of you that felt I went on some sabbatical or voluntary leave or something. No, I was dealing with some serious shit right there. And you know what? After I did all my crying and stuff, and I know the devil knows how important like my phone is to me, my social life and all of that. And he came to me and he was like, "You see, did God protect you from this hurt, from this pain?" He reminded me of how hard it was. I mean, January, I came to Abuja for my service here. I had an accident first, you know, and now February ending, like getting to March that I was supposed to be celebrating. Hey, happy new month. My phone was getting stolen. So, I mean, devil was like, is this the God you so much trust, or is it the God you so much put out there? And I wouldn't even lie to you. I felt like Job at that point. And devil was telling me, cause God and die. Cause I mean, this was really important to me. My heart and money, everything was really important to me. But I was like, regardless, God is faithful. And the fact that my phone is getting stolen or something doesn't mean I can't get it back. Like, I mean, what is how much to God that he cannot provide for? And so regardless of what the devil wanted me to do, I praised God and I thanked God. Yes. The next day, I still went to church. I danced. I was happy. And you know what? I told God, you know, I surrender everything to you. And whatever happens, I'm going to learn through this pain. I'm going to grow through it. I'm going to need your grace. But yes, I want to be open to seeing what you want me to see. Because I don't think it was a coincidence for everything to happen how it happened. Because, I'm just going to tell you guys the short story. So fast forward, or story continues, as I'm saying. we went to court, summary trial. The judge wanted to give him, he was begging, the judge wanted to give him, 3 years imprisonment, but he gave him 1 year without the option of fine. And so I left satisfied that, okay, for whatever reason, whenever you come out, you ain't gonna steal again. So at that point, I went home, I started like picking up my shit together. I started learning. Prior to that, I'm just gonna put the story out here because I put it out and I never really said what happened. Prior to that, in January, I'd already met a lady that I'd never come across in my life. I never knew, and she was telling me some certain things about like my spiritual life, prayer life, things that only some of like my very closest friends have an idea about. And she told me that God wanted me to study his word more, draw closer to him. And that's one of my goals for this year. You know, every year I tell God, I don't want to be where I was with my spiritual life. I want there to be a growth. I don't want to be stagnant with my spiritual life and my relationship with you. There should be some sort of growth. And this year, you know, before my phone got stolen, I just kept on telling God, you know what, I'm going to study my word. Like, I find time to study my word once every now and then, but it's not, I usually wasn't consistent. You know, I'd wake up, roll over, pick my phone, text, reply messages and stuff, do my little prayer, and I'm like, God, you know what, I'm going to read my Bible. I am definitely going to read my Bible. The day is going to pass and I'm still telling God I'm going to read my Bible. I'm going to get closer to you, right? So that happened, and I just felt like God was trying to show me the signs that, Lois, you don't replace discipline. Like, don't replace disciplining yourself to read the word with other biblical things. Like, you know, don't let other people do the work. Don't listen to other people's. It's not bad to listen to other people's messages and stuff, but you still have to do your personal work. You still have to get a personal revelation of what I'm trying to tell you. You still have to do that. You cannot just depend on feeding from other people. You have to feed yourself, you know, and that is what I wasn't doing. That is what I was lacking. And with this phone getting missing and stuff, me that usually does not read my Bible like every day, I found myself reading like 3 to 4 chapters a day. Wow, right? I found myself seeing some certain things God was trying to show me. I found myself drawing closer to God. And there are times, yes, I was frustrated. I'm like, I miss my friends. I want to talk to them. You know, I was active on my other private WhatsApp line. But I didn't want to message people because I didn't want them having that number. But sometimes I'd get really angry and all of that. And I'm like, God, you know what? Whatever. Or, you know, this sucks and stuff. But at the same time, I was still like, you know what? Whatever you want me to learn, or you, whenever you feel is the right time to get my phone back and stuff, you're going to do it for me. So for over 1 month, back to back, every single day, I've read my Bible and I'm so happy. And long story short, provision came. I got another phone. And the things that used to matter to me so much, before I'd view everybody's status, everybody's WhatsApp status, you know, it'd take my whole time. I didn't have time to grow myself as much as I would like, as much as I would want personally. And with all of that, like, after the whole break, I found that I was doing a lot more. I learned a whole lot. I saw things from a different perspective. And I wouldn't even lie to you, God's hand was in it. Because sometimes God has to show you the hard way, make you learn the hard way, to bring you to what he's... Sometimes you're trying to tell him that you want this, you want that, but you're not ready for it. And he knows you should be ready. So he has to put in those measures to make sure that you're actually ready for it. He has to sit you down. He has to curb your strong head and your indiscipline with ways that only him can implement. Because he knows that in the end, you're going to be grateful for it. So that's what happened to me. And I mean, it's been tough. Different things happened along the way. I opened up to my friends. I told them, okay, this is what was happening and stuff. And then gradually I came out of that rut. And of that bruise or whatever I would call it, and you know, I started becoming better. So that was what happened, guys. So not like I took like a whole break and shit like that. And basically, with everything happened to me, the world didn't stop. So brings us back to the whole coronavirus, social distancing, the increased use of social media, how people are burning data, you know, and things like that. And when this whole thing started, I wasn't really like online and stuff, like I took a break and shit, but I was just thinking to myself that a lot of people are really going to feel this impact, because regardless of the social distancing, regardless of the whole isolation, quarantine, people have already been emotionally isolated. You know, you have friends around you, beautiful friends, but they have no idea of what is going on in your life. You want to talk to people, but you don't even know where to start from. You don't trust these people enough, but they are there. They're offering their friendship, but it's like you're in your own world. And I wouldn't say I'm going to blame you, because I don't know what experiences you've had with trusting people, or what dilemma you've been in, or what terrible situations that you've had to face. But this is me saying, this is the time you have to reevaluate your friendships. It's been going on for what, over a month? So this is the time you have to reevaluate your friendships. What do you really want? Who are the friends that are really sticking by you? What are the friends that you're willing to do good by? You know? And you have to ask yourself these questions, because they are really important. A lot of people are using social media. A lot of people are jumping on challenges and trying to make the lockdown not as boring as it seems. This is also the time for you to grow yourself. Like, a lot of people will tell you that we don't need motivational speakers to tell us, grow yourself, blah, blah, blah. We just want to exist because a lot is happening in the world. But come on, a lot is happening in the world, and that's fine. But 1 month, over 2 months, you just want to waste all of that. You never know what you could come out with, you know, this period. You never know what you could learn deliberately. You never know the skills you could acquire and stuff. Don't be one of those people to use all of these as an excuse, because if this was just 2 weeks, 3 weeks, it's fine. Let your emotions have a break. Let your mental health have a break. You know, chill. You don't need to stress yourself. But it's going to over 2 months, and then you're trying to tell me you just want to keep chilling and stuff and not add any visible improvement to your life. I personally see that's a no-no. And then again, we can't just sideline the fact that this whole coronavirus has caused great impact to the world. People have died, systems have been wrecked. Economically speaking, the world is down. Africa has like the largest hit. I mean, so I would say whatever you can learn. I don't really want to delve into this, because that's going to be like a whole new topic on its own. But whatever you can learn, wherever you can grow yourself, you know, wherever you can show empathy, wherever you can, whoever you can help in these trying times, in any way, it doesn't have to be just financially, whoever you can spare your time with, you know, people are going to be suicidal and depressed also. I mean, talk about class of 2020 this year. Talk about people that have to take exams online and all that stuff online. You know, people that have to maintain their sanity and all of that. Check up on your friends, guys. Check up on people. I mean, when I told some of my friends what I was going through this few months or this few weeks, they felt bad, because they felt I just zoned off and I just wanted to be in my own world, you know. So don't assume. Check up on people. Find out what they are going through. Be there for them. Be the friend to lend a shoulder, you know. And I promise you, you're not going to die. So guys, that's where I've been. And this is me cutting the ribbon to all the posts coming up in the next few weeks. While getting ourselves back, we are making all those posts, we are taking action, and we are serving you as always. So don't forget to hook up to lawinspiration.com. I hope you learned a thing or two from this. And I hope that you are blessed. And stay tuned, spread my gospel, spread the word, and see you when I see you next time on Podcast Friday's Talk with Lois on a very interesting topic. Bye, guys.